two, three, four.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
I don't try anything. I just do it.
Okay.
Want to try me? What's that from?
Home Alone. I don't know.
Faster Pussycat Kill Kill.
Come on. White Zombie, guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel bad not knowing that. Yeah.
You should have known that. That's upsetting to me.
You ought to know.
I used to have a one of my first like real vehicles that was reliable enough to drive everywhere was the Silverado truck, two door short bed, black. And I was so into White Zombie at the time that I had this guy who did these amazing stencils and he just wrote or hand drawn things and he wrote Black Sunshine.
Oh,
that's what I called
God.
The truck. It was. I have a picture. I'll show you. It's pretty rad.
You used to get pulled over all the time.
For the listener.
Oh, know, Black Sunshine, huh? You're dealing the sunshine acid, huh? The black kind.
Is that what that means?
Well, sunshine.
I have no idea. I didn't know about acid.
Yeah, I don't go to fish shows, so I have no idea about this terminology.
That's way old. Sunshine is way older than fish.
Is that like brown acid old?
No, it's like it's like that old. Sunshine acid was like very old. Anyway, nobody cares.
Anyway, welcome to the Adventures in Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Yeah, I'm here.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Drinking Polar Seltzer.
Yeah, we're drinking seltzer once again.
And my name is Jeremy. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate it.
From the hallowed halls of Seltzer King Studios, bringing you the unsanctified sound straight from the underground.
Speaking of Polar Seltzer, could you toss me one of those little minis that I so lovingly brought home to you guys from tour?
I guess so.
I'm not going to.
I feel like you just refilled it.
It's fine.
Like
I was just
I know what you're doing.
You know what, you know what I was doing.
It was rhetorical.
Jesus Christ, guys.
You know you can get them at your local.
We have not been able to find little cans, and the only place I know where to get them is in Fairfield, Ohio, at Jungle Gyms, which is where Jeremy told me to go get them, and so I brought them back.
I would like to hear
if your kitten was missing.
We can't find little cans. little cans got out of the car while we were getting gas, and now I don't know where.
Looks like little cans.
We have to get
flattened in the middle of the street.
We have to get back on the road.
Little cans.
We ran over into little cans while we were driving.
Just
like the rapper cat, little cans.
Little cans. But then little cans grew up and just became
cans. What didn't change?
With a Z.
And then became scrap. And then became scrap.
Right. With a Z. No, the you were in my home state for a little while there.
I was,
I'd sent you to a beautiful place called Jungle Gyms. Shout out to Jungle Gyms.
Were you
in
a different time zone, Dan?
No. This was Eastern time zone, as all of Ohio is. I don't know if you know that.
That's true.
Every single bit of Ohio is.
I try to whenever I enter a state, make sure I know
where and when.
When I am. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We drove from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, into Kentucky, and Murfreesboro is in Central Time, then Kentucky is Eastern Time as you go through it, and then you get into Indiana, and it goes between Central and Eastern Time again.
Right.
My phone was going nuts, and like the Waze telling
Shall
me
we
what,
update your yeah.
It's like just telling me where to go, and it was like, oh my God, we're going to be an hour late. No, we're on time. Now we're an hour late. Now we're on time.
You've seen some good farmland in your travels.
Lots of farmland, dude. Tons of farmland. We drove all the way through Indiana. Boy, we might lose some people from Indiana right now, but I just got to go out and say it. You guys have some pretty racist town names. Man, I will give you. I'll send you a picture to put up on the website.
Okay.
But
there was
a sign that we saw that really encapsulated this, which was a sign with two arrows pointing in opposite directions. One saying Whitestown, and the other one saying Brownsburg.
Really?
No joke, legit sign. And I was just.
I'm
like,
sure that's not an
boy.
Accident. Yeah.
No, it's not. And there were also because
those are
other,
your neighbors, right? Mm.
It was just very interesting, and it was like, it felt very pointed, along with, crazy billboards that were like,
go to Applebee's.
No, no, you there was a couple. There were yeah. Well, those the religious ones that, you know, whatever, the commandments, you will meet God, like, it's fine. No, the ones that got me on this trip were two specific billboards for the same gun shop off this highway.
Mm-hmm,
and one of them was a picture of a pistol with a silencer on it that says, to be clear, silencers are legal. That was one, and that was like a sign, a billboard to get people into
just
the
so
fucking
you know, yeah.
gun
silencers.
Store.
Go ahead.
And the second one was...
Same gun store.
The same gun store was the unmodded, you know, AR-15 with all the different things that you can put onto it to make it, you know, with a banana clip, all sorts of stuff on it. And again, it was like... We have Bushmaster AR-15s. Like, you can mod them at, like...
You know they have grip nuts now?
Basically, just like... It was very...
You know they have
it was very troubling.
You know they sell grip nuts now?
I don't know what grip nuts are.
You know truck nuts, right?
Yes.
You know what truck nuts are?
Yes.
You know what truck nuts are?
Yes, the things that hang off the back.
I just saw a pair the other day.
They have grip ones?
They go in a receiver in the back of your tow hitch.
Yeah.
So there's ones that go where your gun would take a grip up front. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw them online.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
not insane. That I'm subscribed to grip nuts group list.
Crazy town.
Yeah.
Crazy town.
But there are grip nuts if you want to have that.
Well, tell me your...
If you want to grip a pair of nuts while you're...
I don't think I do. I'll think about it, though.
Sack.
Tell me about your Jungle Gym's experience. You saw the bathrooms with the porta-potty?
Yeah,
I saw a picture.
The Jungle Gym bathroom that everyone says is the number one bathroom. It wins the number one award. So I was like, I know, it's a
contest,
stupid...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
a
stupid contest.
Are you getting endorsement money at this point?
No, I'm just saying. I just saw... They have a big sign that says these are, you know, the number one bathrooms in the country. Rated by like National Bathroom Association.
There you go.
I would say probably Bathroom Monthly because it's a lot more. BM is a lot more reliable.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't know about all the different ones.
Plus, they have the.
But yes, you walk in. You walk into a porta potty opening, and then you get transported into a normal,
the small
regular bathroom that is just like every other bathroom. So I came out of there very disappointed.
Except. It has jungle noises.
It does have jungle
all
noises.
All over the store. Well, especially in the bathrooms.
Thing.
But yeah.
He also, this guy like who owns Jungle Gyms apparently is like, he like will go into his store like dressed as a wizard and like
talk,
talk
about
to
James?
Kids. I don't know. It might be Jim. Yeah, James. It's
probably
James
Jim,
Jungle.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he also has like all these like animatronic things. So there's like an old like Campbell soup like can in a moving swing that's like 20 feet tall. It's massive.
Really? I don't think
I took a picture of it.
It gets its own building.
Okay. I just remember the the food.
There's that.
The
there's
hot
all
sauce
stuff
section.
Outside. There's
Did
all
you go
like
through the hot sauce section. That
it's
with
outdoors,
the fire
right? It's
no,
outdoors because
it's like
you
a fire truck inside. Yeah.
I didn't see the. I didn't
oh
get
my
to the
God.
Fire truck.
I don't think you.
I got it. I got in. Well, I walked around, but I was like, I'm looking. I got.
Yeah,
I got something on my mind, and it's
taking
mini,
a duty.
Mini ponies of polar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't need to take a duty. No. No.
No.
Nope.
He wasn't.
No, we did. I have. I will say that I renegade. I renegade bathroomed in three hotels that I did not stay in.
Oh yeah,
this trip because a couple of the venues we judge venues by how clean the bathroom are, and there's two types. It's deuce friendly or it's deuce staley.
Don't.
Deuce staley.
The person.
Deuce staley is a bad bathroom.
It's a
and I had to poop in a deuce staley on the second night of this tour.
Never
when
again.
We were in Philadelphia.
That's a big thing for you.
At this place, Ortlieb's. Yeah. Great place. Ortlieb's, really fun joint. They gave us hot sauce. It's very good. They have good tacos.
The hot sauce did
good turnout.
Its job.
It was, something happened. I played the show, and I was selling merchandise, and, like, something wasn't happening. I was totally crop dusting people. It was bad. It was bad.
Here's your shirt.
Thanks,
it was real. It was real bad.
It
was real
just
bad.
Just wait for your transaction to go through.
And it was like a, you know, toilet paper on a chain. And a door that may be locked.
Did you guys play behind chicken wire?
It was very sketchy, but
did you guys play behind chicken wire that night?
No,
you get through bottles thrown at you?
No, Blues Brothers. No.
I mean, I don't understand. Okay, so toilet paper on a chain because you don't want to get it stolen.
No, it was just, it was that kind of bathroom. Anywho, so what we do is we look for nice hotels that are local mm-hmm. to where we're staying, or local to you know, the venue. And if we have to use the restroom, we'll just pull up, park, walk in like we have a room there, and go to the lobby bathrooms and just take care of business. Because lobby bathrooms in 3.5 to 4-star hotels are always nice.
This has been Danny's trip.
Three quarter trip to.
You can, yeah. Look, yeah. It's that's how we roll, man. That's how we.
Is this a thing that within the whole band or just you?
Newsy'll do it too. Yeah, dude. Okay. If you gotta go, you gotta go, and don't you don't want to do it in a disgusting, you know, venue bathroom that is not
somebody
made
pop in
not
on,
made
yeah.
for someone to be pooping in there. They don't want you to be pooping
of
in
course
there. That's why sometimes you go into places and there's no bathroom door on the stall where you can take a shit, and there's still, you know,
it's the punk rock way too. You know, you should be able to shit in front of anybody. I could look anybody in the eye and take a shit.
Is
same,
that true?
Same time.
I could not do that. I wouldn't be able to.
You know, he's been practicing. Jeremy's been practicing with a mirror.
Yeah. A mirrored room. Yeah.
Oh, he built, and then, right. And then he, what do you call it? When he was on set, he had an entire mirrored room built. It was originally for Johnny Lee Miller to do something else.
It was originally for my hemorrhoids, but I found those and,
had them frozen off, and now I still have this room.
That's right.
So I decided to master blinking at myself.
For the listener, Mike is blinking.
I'm making up for all the blinks I never did.
Rapidly blinking.
Well, that's cool. I wish you would have looked around a little more, but it is.
I would go back. I mean, we play Cincinnati now twice a year.
We're about to run out of seltzer, guys.
I know.
That's true.
We have to wait. I can't go back.
What?
It's a long drive.
It's just to go across Pennsylvania. You're going to do that all the time when you're married.
No. She's Eastern Pennsylvania, dude.
It's a 10-hour drive. Yeah,
there's a good.
Speaking of her, we're almost already married because we tattooed our
wedding vows.
No, just our handwriting on each other and musical notes.
Let me see.
Can you tell me how? So did she write it in some sort of a pen and then he went over it with the tattoo gun?
She wrote it in a Sharpie.
Oh, okay.
And like a thin Sharpie, and he just tattooed right the fuck over.
It's a very fine Sharpie.
Yeah, very fine.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of funny. It was like, you sure it's non-toxic?
It's legal. Yeah, right through.
It's a non-toxic. It goes right through.
Right through the bloodstream.
And one just wasn't enough because I never had any tattoos, and I'm 36 years old, and I got one, and my buddy was like, hey, let's do more. So then I got an infinity sign, and she got a heart on the same side, so we're double tatted on both arms, so you know we'll always have that. And then I was like, look, I have two very like sentimental tattoos.
Now let's just get one.
Give me a goddamn rock and roll tattoo.
I need one from me.
That's it. So I have a skull on my arm now with David Bowie colored eyes, and that's my little David Bowie tribute.
That's very nice. It is weird seeing you with tattoos because it's not...
Right. Right.
It's just like...
After all these years of people being like, you
like
don't even have any tattoos?
It's like
you
a
have...
baby in a business suit. You know what I mean?
It's like just a baby in a business suit.
It's just jarring.
Here, the thing about the one that's on the infinity sign is that it's in a bad place.
It's like
while you're like loading gear, you're like loading gear and playing... And like, and I'm driving. It's just like constantly getting fucked with. When we were in Columbia, South Carolina on last Sunday,
I finally got staff.
I mean, I was worried that it was looking like kind of just gnarly. And we're playing the show, and I like somehow rock star moment, like did something and like brushed against my. My rough t-shirt, and all of a sudden I just see like blood and like it just like blood and ink like on my arm. I'm like, oh fuck, and I'm playing, and I turn to the drummer and I show it to him, and he goes, oh fuck, you'll be fine, man, you'll be fine, keep going. He basically like shooed me to keep playing.
You guys are the rhythm section,
and we did. So that was like a rock star moment. I'll put that on my tombstone.
Yeah,
busted his own tattoo at a show.
Yeah, but when the infinity tattoo gets busted, does it turn into like a Google or something?
No, I mean
double infinity.
It looks fine now. It's healing nicely. It's just not as colorful as I'd like it to be. So I have to go back over and
Yeah, that's a problem. Which one? The Infinity?
The Infinity sign one, yeah, the one that I have here. It's the red isn't as red as it should be, and the black is
for the listener. We will.
I will. I have pictures of it. I got pictures of it when it looked fucked up too, because I thought that I was gonna die, and I became
meal would be Waffle House.
I became
and I would
a hypochondriac for like
happy.
5 days, and randomly, like people at the show, we were in Chicago, and some girl
you don't look
came
so
up to
good.
Me. No, and she just saw it, and she was like, ooh, that looks infected.
She goes,
I was
let
like,
me
what
pour
do you mean as if it's not
she goes,
infected?
She goes, let me pour some Malort on that. And you're like, no, lady, get away, get away.
Funny, her friend was trying to get her to drink Malort because she had never had any, and I was like, don't do it. I mean, if you never had it, I guess you should, but, you know.
Somebody that we drank Malort with was at that Ween show that we went to.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Perfect.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I didn't drink any Malort while in Chicago.
I did.
But I did go to Estelle's, my favorite bar in all of Chicago.
That's the side, that side street.
That's right next to, it's right next to where we played Sub-T, that they have good horror flicks and good bar food and good beers, but they don't have old style, and that's the one thing that pissed me off about it. But
well,
what can you do?
Can't have everything.
You can't have everything.
Does Jungle Jim's have a safari or anything kind of outdoorsy like that?
No. It's
just a lot of parking.
Lots of parking.
Lots of parking, man. Yeah. It's a massive
and it's,
thing.
And it's usually in weekends it'll be jammed up. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I've never seen terrible parking until I went to Woodbury Commons.
That's bad parking.
It's a terrible parking, man.
Yeah, I remember getting to that kind of tub. You get off the highway and it's not so cool.
You guys.
So we had a great show in Nashville, Tennessee, a nice guarantee at a really cool venue that the guy who booked the show for us booked through a promoter who didn't secure the date and then was like, "Whoa, someone booked the date on a
and
show that I had.
And didn't hold it.
And didn't hold it. Like, what Ugh. Happened? And then she, like, changed venues twice. And I was like, this woman is not going to pay us and something bad's going to happen. And I got another gig from the same guy, like, 40 miles away in Murfreesboro,
the name of the promoter
Tennessee.
Was Deuce Friendly.
I'm not saying the name of the promoter.
He put me up in a 3.75-star
That's
hotel.
Right. It was
and
1/4 less.
And a good guarantee went to a crappy guarantee. And we get to this place, and it looked like it was kind of like a Shea Stadium, like DIY kind of cool joint.
Okay.
And we were supposed to be there at like 5:30, and we got there at like 4:30, and there was nobody there, and it was a house. It was a house that like looked like it was beaten down a little bit. There was like a tent in the back, and we were sitting inside.
There was a cardboard box that said band.
I don't know. And then like, some dude walking a dog came walking from the backyard, didn't even look at us, and just walked into the house. I was like, let's get out of here.
That's my.
So we left and got tacos from a place that
never
someone
a bad
online, idea. Someone on Instagram saw that we were playing in Murfreesboro and was like, go to this taco joint. So we did. And it was pretty good. But then we get back there, and this is like a straight up like squatter punk house. 7 people who live in the upstairs, the whole downstairs, other than the kitchen and the back, which is like, they have a place that you could sell merch and draw pictures and do it. It was like a very like,
you know,
creative spot for these kids. And it stunk like cigarettes so bad that I couldn't go in there. And I basically, sat in the van for 3.5 hours. And like, it was the only time I've ever done anything like that where I was like, look, I'm not a prima donna. I don't give a shit. I just can't be in a room that smells like that for too long because it's going to make me fucking sick. And I have another 8 shows to
play,
and I'm not gonna lose my voice.
I can sing in from the window.
I'm not gonna lose my voice over being in a this place.
I'd have to turn the van off though, because we're not burning gas like that for a whole show.
Well, that's a good point.
But it turned out amazing. Like, there was a lot of people. It was a really fun show. People were like super into it. We had kids moshing at our shows, which never happens.
Other people sang all the words to his songs because Dan wasn't there.
No, I was. I went in and did my 40-minute set, sold some merchandise that were basically, I brought in one t-shirt of each and was like, Who wants these? If anybody wants
them,
they're in the van, because I'm not bringing all of our merchandise in here to smell like cigarettes.
Take a deep breath and come outside.
But it turned out
punk
turned
shows,
out
man.
Really good. It was a long time. I hadn't done that in a long time.
There's healthy punks out there.
It might have been. It honestly might be the dingiest place I've ever played in my entire 18 years of touring.
There was in Columbus. There was a place called the Legion of Doom that they called it, and it was a punk house that sounds very similar to that. And then we lived in a house with 10 people, and like there's mice in the food pantry and.
Mm-hmm. The mice had a band. What was the band that the mice had?
The Squeakers.
Called? The Squeakers, right?
I saw a bunch of Petunia tattoos on this tour.
Oh, yeah.
We did a lot. We had like 4 of them.
In one room?
No, there was just throughout. But in Columbus, we played this really cool joint called Bossy Girls Pinup Joint. And it's like a bar that has burlesque, and they also do bands. And it was super fun. And we there were 2 bands, and then the burlesque show happened, and then we played after the burlesque show, and I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, how are we gonna follow up that?
You can't follow boobs.
But we did.
Ever.
We did, and it worked out great.
Oh, that's great.
But
guess how many t-shirts
the owner
took.
The owner's wife did burlesque, and she did burlesque dressed as Artie.
So the co-owner.
And she did a burlesque routine.
As Petunia.
Is that as you call them, burlesque routines?
Yes.
She did a burlesque routine to the Beat and Beat theme song.
Oh,
and she brought out,
God bless
she
her.
Brought out Rolling Thunder, a bowling ball, and was like wrestling with
commitment.
It. I have video of the entire thing, and I have pictures of it, and I sent them to Chris and Will and Toby. They were like, oh my God. I think Will wrote, well, we did, don't we say happily deranged? It was awesome. Like, I thought it was great. I still do.
He didn't send them to me. He didn't send them to me, though.
It was just one of those funny things where he was like, whoa.
Yeah. Don't send it to Morona. That's too funny.
No, I wanted to tell you now. I was saving it for the podcast.
That's awesome, dude. No, dude, that is
sweet. I did. I'm protecting the brand,
that
man.
That's a sweet story.
It was pretty funny.
How do you
funny.
Burlesque in skin-tight jumpsuits?
Well, she keeps taking it off. A little bit
but
at a time.
It's one piece.
You got to see, there's like, and she did
a shoulder here and a shoulder there.
You know, she did all the hits with the dun-dun-dun. She was like, here's my midriff, here's my tits.
It's about
rhythm. It was funny. Yeah. And something special that I'd never seen before.
That's incredible.
And I was like,
that's like a special touch that you never would expect. But,
No. And I guess she had done it before. And then because we were playing, she was like, I'm going to do it again. It was a whole 90s.
Okay.
It was like a whole 90s thing. Like, 2 people came up as Good Burger. There was, you know, Dexter's Laboratory.
Danny did the B-girl from the No Rain video.
I did. No, but you know what I did do? When we got there, there was karaoke happening, and I made friends with a bartender, and she's like, you should do karaoke. And I was like, I haven't had a single drink. I'm not doing karaoke. And she convinced me to do karaoke, and I convinced her to do Love Shack, because that's my go-to.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to do the second one to go back up and sing as Fred Schneider doing a different song, but we did that together, and it was just like a crazy moment. I was like, I like this town, Columbus. And then we went and had Mexican food, and I felt the oldest I've ever felt in my whole life.
Why?
Because it was just like 18 to 21 year old kids students, like trying to like sneak drinks.
They're all vaping.
No,
they're all vaping.
They weren't
all
vaping.
But
there was a table of kids that were singing This Backstreet Boys are NSYNC, the tearing up my heart.
No.
Tearing up my heart. And they were like going nuts singing. And I was like, how the fuck do you guys know this song? So I guess it's the pop has been passed
that's
down.
Well, that's what happens when you put music videos on YouTube. Nowadays, everybody listens through YouTube, and they catch up with all the Backstreets
back, all right, and the NSYNCs and the 98 Degrees.
The Hadaways. Yeah.
Exactly. But, that sounds like a good little Midwestern.
It was a good run. We went to Kalamazoo, never been there before.
Yeah.
You also
thought it was a place that didn't really exist. Did you eat that donut I gave you?
I took a bite, yeah.
It was a little stale.
It was a little stale.
Sorry.
Yeah, you have a permanent record of your journey.
I have a permanent record of my journey, yeah. My credit card statements.
No, I was talking about the tattoos.
Oh, no. These are, I got my buddy Adam H. Kruger. You can find him on Instagram. He's an incredible artist.
That's Adam.
Absolutely.
And, Kruger. No, I did these in Bushwick, man.
Oh, those are Schwick tattoos, yeah.
These are Schwicktastic tattoos.
It sounds less romantic. I wanted to think that it happened in Ohio somehow. The Amish.
No, but you know what's funny? Because I never had any before, and now I have the three. Now I look by at these tattoo places. I'm like, oh shit, I should maybe go in there.
That's what it is.
Like on the main street in Dayton, we played at this place, Blind Bob's, that we always play at. Shout out to Dayton because it's a great city and fun.
Home of rubber.
There's like two tattoo parlors, literally like two storefronts down from each other.
And they both,
this is this kind of town.
One has
there's plenty of room. Yeah.
One has a Kim
room.
Deal standee and one has a Kelly Deal standee. And they're pointing each other like, we got tatted here.
Did you went to the record store, right?
Yeah, I went to Omega. Yeah, I bought a bunch of records there.
I don't know if it was called Omega when I was there.
It looks like it was. This is an old ass yellow awning on the corner.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's changed so much since you've been there.
I think it was something else. But anyway, yeah, it's on the corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's right in the corner, like the end, right by where the train tracks are.
Right. The neon's still there, right? The movie theater's still in the corner? Yeah.
Wow. I can almost see it.
They used to have CinemaScope.
There's two tattoo parlors, and then across the street from each other, there's two, like, adult stores.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just, like, very...
What was
like,
all that?
This town ain't big enough... For two different adult movie, adult stores.
There was all this in between. You were like adult stores.
Yeah, I was going to say something else. I don't know why. I don't know why I was like, it's
were you
going to
say Emporia? You were looking for the plural of Emporium?
If you would.
Adult dildo and other accessories.
If you would have traveled a little further down that road, it turns into another main throwaway. And that's where I went to my first porn shop. And had the story where there's we put a quarter in, there's four of us in a booth because we were all drunk, and the woman's like dancing. And,
only one of you get out.
Well, no, she was for a second. She was fine, and then she started pointing to the hole, and I was like, I'm not putting my dick in that hole, like because I didn't understand what she was pointing. Like I didn't. Yeah, she
was
money.
Asking for money.
She wanted money, of course. Yeah, yeah I was. And, you yeah. know.
Oh, I remember the first time you told this story. It was just as awkward that time.
Yeah. I didn't do it, but yeah.
And shout out to Josh Gwynn who put us up for two nights.
Being
so that's the kind
being
of guy
Josh
he is.
Gwynn.
Being for just for being Josh Gwynn. Yeah.
For being
who,
Josh Gwynn.
Who yesterday he posted a video on Facebook of the Dayton recycling or regular garbage. They have the trucks that grab the can.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Dump them in.
Robo grabbers are so good.
I think he wrote good one Skynet, and he's got like a you know he's got just footage looking out on the street, there's a nest or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
That he can just see what's
and it
happening
misses,
here.
It misses.
No, it picked it up and it dumped the whole fucking thing in there. He lost his garbage can. The whole can went in.
Wow.
Which I thought was hilarious. The video very funny.
Sorry, sir. Your can was too puny. It was.
I guess he's
disposable.
And he's getting another one and he didn't even have to. I'm sure the guys saw that happened and he's just like, well, you'll get another one.
Yeah,
he didn't even have
driving.
To show the video to be like,
keep driving.
City of Dayton, what are you doing?
Yeah. They voted in an incredible trash can budget that year, so they're good. Mm. Everybody gets one.
Yes.
And a backup.
Everybody gets one.
And a backup.
And the Dayton show was awesome. And our friends Grenades, who always put on our show for us, and this band Skirt, SKRT.
RT.
definitely go give them a listen. And yeah, big ups to Andrew from Grenades for putting everything together.
Nice, man. That sounds like a good little...
We had a good run, man. We had a good run. We did a lot of decent shows, and then we had a little mini Ohio tour in a tour.
I just stayed here and watched our child.
Well, our child?
Yeah.
Wait, do I get rights to Gerard now?
No, you get to give me money to feed him.
To feed him.
Yeah, you remember the video I made for you? I told you about our child that we had together.
Yes, that's right. I do. I do remember that, though I lost all that shit because my phone is fucked up. Because
Jeremy, did you put the subtitles on it?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so.
No subtitles.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, gents, what do you think? We should wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. That was a good. Thank you.
I don't
for
know if
letting
we're all
talk about the.
Yeah, that's
the
fine.
Jones
I don't
one.
Think we're all going to fit inside this porta potty. But let me just open the door.
You could. Everybody can fit inside, man. It was something.
Let's crack that door open and look
super
inside.
Special.
Okay, I'm stepping in first.
Yeah.
Now you sound like Gerard. He loves monkeys. He loves animals of every kind. Yeah. He'd probably have a good time at Jungle Gyms.
He would love Jungle Gyms.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be outfitted in some sort of Polar Seltzer branded onesie when he gets there.
At that point, yeah.
From the good people at Polar Seltzer.
Please, Polar Seltzer, please sponsor us.
Please sponsor us.
Please.
Our customers are tired of hearing you talk.
Please sponsor us. Listeners, please sponsor us and go to our Patreon account.
That's right. Patreon.com/DannyMichael
with the N spelled out.
That's
that
right.
Is correct. Well,
and if you like rock and roll music, check out Jones. We have a new record out.
Yeah.
You should
or buy it on
it.
iTunes. Yeah, please. That would be great too.
Please.
But
please
come out
don't,
to the van.
Don't hang up.
Come out to the van. Just don't. We're not going to sell it right here. Come out to the van.
If you're a smoking venue, all of our merch will be in the van. And if you're a smoking venue at this point, I mean,
it seems weird.
Granted,
it's a house and it's not a real
thing. Yeah, it's a punk house.
No, but there's Cincinnati has those places that you can smoke inside.
They're
called churches.
Something like that. Kentucky, I think.
They're called diners. They're called waffle houses.
The last venue I played at that wasn't a DIY venue that had smoking was in Mishawaka, Indiana, the Midway Tavern. I was like, how is this still a thing? I remember being in bars when you could still smoke and I stunk like cigarettes and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
Now when you've been out of it for so long, I don't know how people used to fucking play shows and tour in the 80s and 90s when there was smoking everywhere.
Yeah, I bartended.
It's goddamn disgusting.
I bartended every Friday, Saturday night. I would stink.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fucking horrible.
No, didn't like it.
My only comparison was working at the candle factory and coming home smelling like candles, which is a very different,
totally
very
cool.
different world.
Our old drummer Quinn, his brother worked at a candle factory, and I was like, he was at like lunch or something, and someone was taking their order, and the waitress
y'all
was
smell
like
butterscotch.
Yeah, exactly. It was. What do y'all smells like? Pancakes.
That's our new pancake candle.
Oh, God.
Maple syrup.
Yeah. Oh, it's maple syrup and the pancakes.
Thanks, y'all, for smelling so sweet along with
us.
Right. And we'll be back soon with some more.
Yeah.
More tales.
More tales.
I'm at Remy Bellin. If you want to give it a look, I have another podcast called Fresh Beef. Also doing another podcast called The Bradshaw Boys, which is about rewatching Sex and the City. Check that out.
You could watch it ever.
That's right. And then this is at Michael C. Marona. And that gentleman over there in the corner there that you can't see is at D. Tamborelli.
Or just Danny Tamborelli on Instagram.
There you go.
I'm trying to do more Instagram these days.
Good luck.
Twitter's a cesspool of filth.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey.
Wow. Strong words.
It's disgusting.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Bailey. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.